Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a Stacktamen-style vocal texture in Ableton Live 12 that brings that rag-infused chaos energy right on top of your drum and bass break. This is not about writing a full vocal hook. We are building an effects layer, something you can drop into an intro, a build, a break, or a pre-drop switch up to make the whole section feel alive. If you've ever heard jungle or dark DNB and thought, why does this suddenly feel like there are a bunch of voices moving in the room? That's the kind of vibe we're making here. The trick is to keep it rhythmic, gritty, and selective. In DNB, contrast is everything. You want clean low end, dirty tops, tight drums, and just enough chaos to make the listener lean in. So let's get into it. First, choose a vocal sample with attitude. Keep it short. One shout, one phrase, one sentence fragment, even one strong syllable can work. Raga-style phrases are perfect here. Things with character, a clear accent, a call out, a hype word, or a chopped up chant. Drag that vocal into a new audio track in Ableton. Before you start loading effects, do a little cleanup. Trim away anything you don't need. If the sample is too long, cut it down to the most useful part. Then warp it so it sits in time with your project. If one chop is louder than the others, use clip gain first. That's a really useful beginner move, because it makes your plugins behave more evenly. Saturation and compression will sound much more musical if the input level is already controlled. Now think in phrases, not words. You don't need a whole sentence. You want a few strong fragments that can act like drum hits. Indeed NB, rhythm beats length every time. Next, build a simple chop pattern. Duplicate the vocal across 4 to 8 bars and split it into small pieces. You can do this manually with the split tool or just edit the clip into tiny regions. Place the chop so they interact with the amen break instead of fighting it. A good starting point is one chop on a downbeat, another on an offbeat, and then leave some space. Let the drums breathe. This is important. Don't fill every gap. Silence is part of the vibe. A few well-placed hits feel way bigger than a constant stream of vocal. Try placing the vocal after a snare or before a break accent. That call and response relationship is what makes it feel glued to the groove. Once the rhythm feels good, shape the tone with EQ8. Start by high passing around 120 to 180 Hz to clear out mud. If the vocal sounds boxy, cut a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If you want more bite, add a small presence boost somewhere in the 2 to 5 kHz range. But be careful here. In DNB, the snare crack is sacred. If the vocal starts masking that snare, back off the upper mids and make more room. After EQ, add auto filter. This is where the vocal starts to feel like an evolving texture instead of just a chopped sample. Try a low pass cutoff somewhere around 1.5 to 6 kHz depending on how dark you want it. Add a little resonance for character. Even a small amount of movement here goes a long way. Automate the cutoff so the vocal can open up in a build and close down in an intro. That gives you instant tension and release. Now it's time for grit. Add saturator after the filter. Start with just a few dB of drive, maybe plus 2 to plus 6, and turn soft clip on. If it gets too harsh, reduce the drive and match the output. You want attitude, not ugly distortion that takes over the mix. Then add a compressor after that, with a moderate ratio, a medium attack, and a reasonably quick release. We're only aiming for a few dB of gain reduction. The goal is to control the texture without flattening the consonants. If you want an easy beginner trick, duplicate the track, keep one copy cleaner and more intelligible, and make the other darker, more saturated, and more filtered. Blend them quietly together. That gives you a stacked vocal feel without needing complex routing. It's a simple way to create depth. Now let's add width carefully. In drum and bass, you want the center to stay open for the kick, snare, and sub. So don't go crazy widening the dry vocal. Instead, use chorus or delay as the outer ring. Chorus ensemble can add motion if you keep the mix low and the rate slow. Simple delay is even more useful here. Try a synced 1/8 or 1/16 delay with moderate feedback, and filter the delay return so it doesn't clutter the low mids. A good rule is this: keep the main vocal mostly centered, and let the delay and chorus create stereo movement around it. That way the track still hits hard in mono, which is really important in this style. Now comes the fun part, resampling. This is where it starts to feel like a proper DNB FX tool. Create a new audio track and set it to resample, or if you've grouped your vocals, resample from the vocal bus. Arm the track and record 8 to 16 bars of the processed vocal layer. Then drag that recording back into the arrangement or into a clip slot. Resampling is powerful because it helps you stop endlessly tweaking and start arranging. Once you've printed the effect, you can reverse tiny bits, cut out your favorite syllables, move a fragment slightly off-griff for a looser human feel, or add fades to smooth the edits. You're turning the vocal into a playable texture. Now automate movement. This is what makes the whole thing feel alive. Over 4 or 8 bars, slowly open the auto filter, raise the delay, feedback near the end of a phrase, push the saturator a little harder into a build, or increase the reverb slightly before a transition. Then cut the vocal out cleanly right before the drop. That little moment of silence can make the drop feel way bigger. Here's a classic D&B arrangement idea. In the intro, use only the filtered vocal texture. In the mid-intro, bring in a second delayed layer. In the build, open the filter and increase the feedback. At the drop, remove most of the vocal or leave just a tiny ghost of it underneath. Then bring it back in a switch-up or breakdown so it feels like a memorable event instead of wallpaper. If you want the vocal to lock in with the amen break even more tightly, group them together so you can hear the interaction in context. Listen for whether the vocal hits on empty spaces in the break. If it's stepping on the snare, reduce the upper mids or shift the chop timing a little. If it's too wide and starts to smear the groove, narrow it down and keep the core layer more center. You can also sidechain the vocal slightly to the drum group using compressor. You only need a little ducking, maybe 1 to 3 dB. That helps the vocal tuck into the groove without getting in the way of the transient detail. At this stage, it's smart to make two versions, a clean version and a chaos version. The clean version should be tighter, more filtered, and more intelligible. The chaos version can have more saturation, more delay throws, more aggressive automation, and maybe a little more stereo movement. Use the clean version in the intro or first half of the tune and save the chaos version for a pre-drop bar, a fill, or a section change. That progression matters. In drum and bass, you often want each 8 or 16 bar section to feel like an evolution, not a reset. Even a small change in vocal density or filter position can make the arrangement feel alive. A few beginner mistakes to watch for. Don't use too much of the vocal. Fragment it. Don't let it fight the snare. Make room around that 2 kHz area if needed. Don't overdo the low end. High pass it. Don't make the whole thing super wide and blurry. Keep the center strong. And don't leave it static. Move the filter, delay, or volume every few bars so it feels performed. If you want a darker variation, try bandpass filtering for that grimy radio-style tone. Or duplicate one layer, pitch it down a little, filter it darker, and keep it quiet under the main chop. Another cool move is to reverse a small resampled tail and place it right before a snare fill. That's a classic tension builder and it works really well in jungle and dark rollers. For a quick practice pass, try this. Pick one vocal sample. Chop it into 3 to 5 tiny fragments. Add EQ 8, auto filter, and saturator. Build an 8-bar loop with an amen break. Automate the filter in the last 2 bars. Add 1 delay throw on the final word. Then resample it and rearrange the new clip so it lands differently in a few sections. That's the whole idea here. We're not making a full vocal performance. We're making a vocal atmosphere with attitude. It should feel like part percussion, part call and response, part transition effects. When it's working, it won't sound like a separate layer sitting on top of the beat. It'll sound like it belongs inside the break itself. So the big takeaways are simple. Use short ragga vocal fragments. Shape them with EQ, filtering, saturation, and subtle compression. Tie them rhythmically to the amen. Add width carefully. Resample the result. Automate movement. And always check the full mix, not just solo. If the snare still cuts through and the low end stays clean, you're in the zone. Now go build that vocal stack. Make it nasty, make it rhythmic, and make it feel like the room just switched on.